I'm surprised I went in and saw him. Yeah, he liked him, that he thinks they got a lot of potential.
He does a good job because he's a people person. He's always smiling and always bouncing around. I mean, I hate the ones that look like they hate their job all the time.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Water Supply Committee meeting. It's still Monday, April the 4th. It's 1:45, the appointed hour. Thank all of our committee members for being here today. We are going to move forward and with our first agenda item, which is the approval of the minutes from the February 1st meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good. As required now in all of our committee meetings, any public comments from the floor, concerns, comments, allegations, anything? Seeing, hearing none, we'll move on. We are going to flip item 3 and 4 in an effort to allow some other folks that we think may be coming to speak on item number 3. So item 4 will become number 3, which is an update to Mount Pleasant Water Works on capital projects.
Just a point of order. Eric, do we need a motion to do that? Since we've been advertised to do it this way, should there be a motion to make that change?
I'll make a motion to amend the agenda.
I'm just advertised. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, very good. Thank you for that. And we do, want to recognize that we do have several Mount Pleasant Water Works commissioners here, including the chairman, Rick Crosby. Thank you for being here. Susan Melleschamp, thank you for being here, as well as John Byrne. And our general manager, Clay Duffy, thank you for being here as well. And several staff members as well, Mark, Nicole.
Former town employee, Diana.
Diana's here. Anybody else? Three of you together. Perfect. Very good. So, welcome, Clay. And let's talk about capital projects.
The first draft capital project we want to talk about is the, just to give you an update on the Highway 17 Forest Main project. We talked about this on several occasions. As you know, the this is a phase two of a substantial project going on in the north area of town. This is a forced main that would allow pump station 119 to increase its capacity. Currently, the piping size is restrictive. We need to put in a larger pipe to accommodate the upgrade of the pump station. This will be phase two of this project. We have a budget of about $4 million. You know, we brought this to you when we heard that there may be some increase in the cost relative to using the horizontal directional drill methodology as opposed to open cut methodology. And we pursued an easement within the current buffer zone. The town has graciously helped us get through that. And so we went out to bid. We got four pre-qualified contractors and three drilling. So all these guys are from out of town. As we found out through the bidding process, is that the pipe size is of substantial size, and that the local guys do not have the equipment to perform the horizontal directional drill. So these people are coming from as far away as Minnesota. So the drilling costs alone exceeded the project budget. As we said, we had four bidders. The prices ranged from $7.6 million to $11.4 million. As it turns out, the drill pits that we had estimated are not large enough for the larger equipment, so that's going to increase the rig size, which increases cost, which increases tree mitigation costs as well. So we're kind of in a dilemma again. We're not really asking you for any action. I do regret that we asked to pull our the first ordinance which we asked you to approve. We did the open cut method with tree mitigation from 3 inches and above. And at that point, it looks like it might be a cheaper alternative than one end that we had. And but we had unfortunately asked y'all to pull that from your agenda, and so we're working on the premise that we'll do the horizontal directional drill and mitigate from 8 inches and above. But if this point, I think the project is so outbid, out scope of finance-wise, that we've looked at alternatives. We have, are pursuing contacting the developer. There's a road that is supposed to go from near, I guess it's from Roper down to Ivy Hall. I believe it's a connection road there that the developer is planning to install, and we're making contact with them to see if we can use that route instead of getting out on 17. So
was that a continuation of the Old American?
Yes, it is. And that would, and if we could determine the route, you know, perhaps we could do the open cut method in there. They're going to have to clear the land anyway, so we could slide through there, maybe, you know, offer part of the deal for us to clear the road and put a pipe in, and then we'd save a lot of money that way. So that's what we're doing on that one. That's unfortunately, and if you met with Marcy this past week, finding out about bids, as you well know, with Coleman and other capital projects, prices are getting crazy out of sight. So we're trying to look for alternative methods to bring these projects back into budget.
So did I hear you singing the song to the town of Mount Pleasant that we're not alone?
That's right.
We're not alone?
That's right.
Well, it's unfortunate these numbers, I mean, that's 2X. It's definitely unfortunate. And here we thought we were going down a cost savings way, and come to find out it ends up being 2X. And as we said there earlier, Eric, you know all too well firsthand about that, probably even our previous meeting. But, Councilman Santos is chair. It's a purchase.
The next thing is we'll talk about is to kind of just give you a heads up that, you know, we will be going to the State Revolving Fund once again to acquire long-term financing for some of our capital projects, which we've done many times in the past and with the assistance of the town. I just want to let you know what's coming. We are looking at to go ahead and put in a request to fund the Force Main with State Revolving Fund. A dollar just is recycled money, so it's less complicated, but it's a good interest rate. The at least 20 years financing at 1.8% interest, which is very good. So we're looking to borrow the money for the funding of the Force Main, and that would be in FY16. We have five projects that are coming up that would be in the FY17, and this is the federal cycle in terms of funding year. This will be an October application, and we're looking at a fixed base metering system conversion rehab of six major pumping stations, a Rifle Range road wastewater treatment plant expansion, collection system improvements to eliminate septic tanks. That would be the Snowden area and Children's Road, and then we have Force Main improvements in the Highway 41 area. Grand total is about $73 million, and it's the six projects. So we'll obviously, we want to work those through the administration as well as finance committee and then through town council. If y'all have helped us in the past, to secure the loans. We have a $270 million 10-year capital improvements budget, so we don't have that money sitting around in the bank, I promise you. We have to borrow it. And the State Revolving Fund is very good interest rates. We're a repeat customer with the State Revolving Fund. They know us. We're good customers. We've streamlined the process, and we try to make it as streamlined for the town as well.
Very good. Any comments on that from the town, Eric?
No, sir.
Okay. Are your committee members, any comments on that?
Nope.
All right. So thank you for that update.
Okay.
Fred, I believe we don't see any new guests arriving yet, so we're quickly coming up onto that agenda item. Clay, anything else before we get into this now discussion? All right, very good. We'll go ahead and begin. We did try to delay that, and Fred, we'll get started. I want to call you in just a moment. So let's item number four, which was switched from the previous number three, the Snowden Community Update. Clay, you want to lead us off on that?
Yes, sir. As part of our February we have a capital improvements public hearing, which we present what we've scheduled to include in our capital improvements plan and program, make a public presentation. And at that meeting, we had a number of folks from SNAP community show up and express interest in receiving wastewater service. Just quickly, a little history. You'll recall SNAP predominantly, the homes in SNAP are in the county. We had done phase one of the SNAP improvement project back in 2006-2007 time frame. We secured $2 million of federal money, earmarked money, when you had earmarked money. We got $2 million through Senator Holland's office, and then we put up $2 million to serve about 200 homes within SNAP and what we call phase one. Unfortunately, there was not sufficient funds to complete the project. If you did phase two of the project, we serve about 110 existing residents, some in the town, some in the county. At that meeting, obviously the citizens want wastewater service. They made a plea to our commissioners, particularly those folks that are in the town, which most of those properties are along Long Point Road, made a plea for those residents to receive wastewater service from Mount Vernon Water Works. And the commissioners have, at this point, we have earmarked about $1 million in our budget to serve those 28 residents inside of the town Mount Vernon that are in phase two of the SNAP wastewater project. We just provided you a little bit of information. It shows, I think you have a map. It shows the location of those properties that are in the town and the system that we would install to serve those folks. At this point, we don't know how many would qualify as low to moderate income that could receive some assistance in the tap fees, the cost for the line from the house to the street and abandoning the septic tank. It depends on the number of folks in that area that might qualify. We'd go to the county and ask for some assistance, be funding assistance for those folks to pay the connection fees. So at this point, the project is in our budget. That budget is subject to approval by the commissioners, I think it's June 26th. That's our annual meeting where we'll be approving our budgets and our capital improvement program for 2017-2018.
What's the timeline? I just know while you're still talking about the timeline moving forward, assuming the $1 million requested amount is approved and funded, approved in the budget, timeline moving forward and process.
Well, we go forward the SRF application in October, look for design to be completed, early 2017, construction in 2017, probably about a 6-month construction period. So it would be fiscal year, calendar year 2017.
What are any concerns that Water Works would have moving forward regarding this project specifically that we hear about?
And we have been in contact with Charleston County. In fact, I got an email from the Chief Administrator, Keith Buster, today asking questions about our presentation that we made back in February about the areas in and around town Mount Pleasant that don't have wastewater service. Those folks in SNAP that are in the county, we would be looking for the county to assist us with funding for those folks to have wastewater service. How that's done, we just started down that road.
Earlier in those discussions.
Yes. We plan a follow-up meeting with the county officials, elected officials. Mr. Sass was in attendance to that meeting, so we'd be following up with members of county council as well as their staff at county level to discuss any funding possibilities for the remainder of SNAP that's in the county.
Anything else on that? Very good. I see some both of your hands still.
Clay, I remember back in mid-2000s, there were pipes run out into SNAP, and then we had a problem with what folks didn't want to connect to it once it was there. Does that still exist?
That was a problem, and it took several years to get everybody tied on after the project was completed and service was available. You had we had to run a blue light special, I must say, to get folks, to give them a lower fee in those days to get them to tie on. But the folks that are in the county, you run the infrastructure to their property, and there's no county requirements for mandatory connection. As with the town, there is a mandatory connection. We provide service to the property. We issue a letter that says services available. You have 90 days to connect. Then after 90 days, if you haven't connected, you get the bill anyway. So you have to pay. You have to pay the cost associated with connection.
So all those folks are ratepayers now.
They are. We. Okay. Well, I shouldn't say all of the 220 folks in phase one. I think we have just a few that might have not connected, but the great majority of them have. And as we said, we ran a blue light special and said, if you don't tie on by this date, after that, you have to pay full fees. And that got them a lot of folks tied.
And these folks on Long Point, they're already in the town.
They're in the town.
And they understand they have to connect.
Right.
It's just a matter of getting the service there so they can connect there.
That's correct. That's
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm just pausing for a moment because we did hear at a water commissioner meeting that I think there was a particular young lady who would be eligible, but she wasn't at all excited about being forced to connect, but the laws are what they are, so she would have to connect. So.
Yeah, when you annex into the town, that's part of the deal.
She was very, very vocal.
I guess my question, and maybe Eric, you can explain it to us about folks who want to get water and sewer and the annexation policy that we have, saying that there's folks that are in the county that also want to be able to tap into the sewer. How does that fit in with our annexation policy that we have?
You want to annex in, you don't want to get sewer.
So if they run the pipe anyway, they can't tap in until they annex in. I'm asking, I don't know. I just want to. Is that what you're
doing? Yeah.
If they're contiguous, if they're not, they have to sign an annexation covenant that's recorded that says they will annex once they become contiguous.
Yeah, you can't annex unless you're touching the town anyway.
Right.
So what Ken's saying is if they're not contiguous, you know, we passed this a couple of years ago, that if someone, the property owner, isn't, but we'll let them tie in as long as when they do become contiguous, they will. So that was a way to encourage more of it.
So say that person sells the property to somebody else, will that follow along with the sale of that property?
Yeah. Once you're in the end.
So Clay, the folks that are contiguous, do you know how many of those are?
No, I'm talking about them. I said there's 28 lots that are in, and there's probably 28 lots that are contiguous. Or maybe more.
A minimal of that.
Yeah. And some of those properties that are between where we have to start running the pipe and to get to the town folks, those folks would be in the county, they'd have to comply with the town ordinance, either annex or agree to annex to the covenant to get service, one or two.
And with that covenant, the county would kick them a little bit, and they're going to be losing residents?
They don't really lose.
They still get their taxes.
And the folks that are in the county, they pay, the residential customers pay, based on the town ordinance, a 10% premium on top of their regular sewer bill. If they're commercial, they pay double the rate for wastewater service. So there's some incentive for them to annex as well, financially.
Okay, yeah, I'm good.
Recognize their page?
Linda Page, 1458 George Street. I would just ask, I understand there's a petition from the 28 vendors that are in the town that they want the service from the residents. And does that petition show that it's $4,500 to tap in? Some may be eligible for aid, some may not. Mm-hmm. And then it's an additional $50 per month for the sewer service for as long as they own the property.
Well, that's the monthly bill depends on utilization, how much water goes through the meter we bill them water and wastewater service based on the volume that they're consuming.
Right.
So that's not set, but it's roughly $35 per wastewater, about $30 per water. It's about $65 to $70 on the average.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of signing an agreement to, and with dollars in it, they haven't signed an agreement with dollars in it. They just said that they want the service.
Okay. I just want to make sure there's full understanding. And of course, if they can choose not pay the bill, you know, of course, if you send them the bill in 90 days, you say sewage is available, service is available, here's your 90 days, blah, blah, blah. Then you get your 40, you get your 90 days, mm-hmm. and you get your bill.
Mm-hmm.
If that bill is not paid, Mr. Pagliarini, what does the town do at that point to those property owners?
Well, right, we have a connection requirement ordinance in our code that essentially says you can bring legal action to recover it, which would mean legal action potentially illegal on the property. That's the ultimate answer to the question.
But that's an understanding when someone annexes in, that's part and parcel of the annexation process, right?
Right, yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, when you annex, I think you're made aware of that. I guess the issue is if someone either didn't agree with that portion of it or didn't understand, it's a mandatory hookup requirement.
Well, then that's an understanding that needs to happen at the time of annexation.
Right.
Yeah.
In the past, for folks that with phase one, we allowed those folks to finance the connection fees over time and added it to their regular monthly water and sewer bill.
But that's up to you.
But we gave them that option so they could minimize the financial impact at once on them.
Very good.
And we have, the commissioners have made no decision, fees, charges, or financing to the point.
Floor recognizes Fred. A couple comments on that. Now will be the time for you to speak on this issue.
Good evening. I've been on this project since 2000.
Could you just state your first and last name for the record and your address?
Jenkins, 435 Hadley Street, Mount Pleasant. So,
thank you.
I've been with this project now since 2001. And going back a step in the past, he is absolutely right about those individuals that do not tie on for quite some time. I walked 200 houses and I spoke to every individual and told them this is what's going to happen. And since then, they're tied on. I think there's only one or two individuals that's not tied on, that could be tied on. One is on each of road. They have to go under the road and do some things. And there's another person close to the marsh. I think this is only two individuals that's not tied on phase one. I don't think Mr. Duffy or Mount Pleasant Water Works have had any problems with the individuals that's now that's tied on. Now, they don't have any problems with Mr. Duffy.
Yeah.
I hope so. Thank you. That's all. Bring that point up. And we're not going to have any problems if we get the monies for the second phase. These individuals in the second phase, we're talking about a lady that voiced her sentiments. She says then want to annex into the town to get the service. I myself am going to talk to Mr. Duffy, the commissioners, to write some kind of letter to encourage those individuals now to annex into the town. I'm in the town, I've been in the town quite some time, and it's working real, real well with me. I don't want to go through the whole snare, but being in the town has its advantages. And I've been talking to people on the second phase, and so far we got about three or four that want to annex right now. So this is the last update. That one more is supposed to be coming. And Mr. Trent thought, but we are working in that direction to talk to individuals that is in Charleston County. So when the service comes through, they would annex and they can enjoy the service. My adage is that we're only going to be here for a short period of time, enjoy the amenities of life. And all these donut holes in mouth players I don't see myself personally. But we have signed a petition for the sewer, and also we have signed a commitment letter stating that if the sewer comes through, that we will tie on the ones in Mount Pleasant and the one in Charleston County. A letter has already been forwarded to Charleston County and some of the local people to try to get some money for Charleston County. I don't know how that's going to work, but a letter has already been formulated and sent out. Ms. Thomasina Marshall-Stokes was supposed to be here, but she had another commitment. But a letter has already been formulated and sent out. I personally believe by the time the process starts, we will have some numbers of individuals who will annex into the town to get the service. I'm sitting there writing the notes. Hey, I went to work this morning. You'll be able to do it if I have to come to a meeting. And one other thing was the connection. I know they got federal monies on the first go around, and the connection's like $2,100. Yeah, so we are asking that we can be grandfathered toward that, and he's already told us that the commissioners have not discussed that yet. But the commissioners have been working diligently with us, working well, and we are enthused about the second phase. Anyone have any questions they can ask me that I can try to answer for you?
Clay, let me ask you something. You know, back when we tried to get each Orchard folks, you know, correctly answered, you guys said offer to give a little bit of time, I think it was a 10-year period or something, mm-hmm. which helped it make more affordable for them. Is that the kind of stuff y'all are looking at?
That's what we had on the phase one. We did it.
Good.
Okay. The
Mr. Jenkins, the 28 properties, in your opinion, you feel like there's not going to be any issue with getting all 28 of those?
We have failing septic tanks. And we went to the last meeting and I gave you a spill. My wife came home and I had water in my house. And we have got a lot of individuals with the same problems. One other parcel of property is Long Point Missionary Baptist Church also. That's in the town. I forgot to mention that too. So we are creeping up now. So we probably going to be up to about 32 here. So I believe by the time it's done, a lot of other individuals will join the town. You're going to have the diehards who's not going to join, so you already know about that. But we'll still try to ask the other agencies to help them also.
Well, if ever there's an opportunity to put you on on the lead cover of a campaign for the town advocating for annexation, Eric, we've so noted, right?
Yes,
sir. Mayor, we'll call Ms. Jenkins and lead that charge for us. Thank you for being a good ambassador, and thank you on behalf of Mount Pleasant Water Works for helping us get this done. Appreciate all your good work. The other gentleman came in. Did he need to speak?
I'm okay.
Okay, very good. You drove all the way here, sir, so we want to give you that opportunity. Thank you very much. Are there any other items come before us, Joe? You're good?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you're good. All right. Very good, Clay. Meeting adjourned. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Eric.